You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday morning, February the 28th, and we will talk this hour about shopping with a conscience. Do you think about how the item that you're about to purchase, how that was made or where it was made or what might have happened to the environment because it was made? We'll talk about making these choices while shopping and also offer you a guide to make these choices as we continue our winter membership drive. Cheryl Gasser joins me once again to talk more about that. Hello, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. For a pledge of $100 or more for the year, the Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience can be coming your way. It lists where to buy, talks about fair trade items, everything from food to clothes to travel to finance and investment. It gives you a good idea of where your money can go, where it should go if you believe in certain things like investing, you know, where you want your money to go to certain sorts of companies. Same thing with fair trade, organic produce, things like that. 1-800-383-9772, the number to call for a pledge of $100 or more. And might I suggest, pledging at the $120 level will get you not only the guide to shopping with a conscience, but also the member benefit card. It gets you 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants all around the state, 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events as well. Pledge online, WPR.org.
Cheryl, we have a goal this hour to raise in listener contributions $7,500. Now, that's a big goal, but we can do it with your help, and we believe that you indeed care about what happens with the products that you buy, and that you are going to be interested in this discussion. This is an issue that matters to you, and you'll want to learn more about shopping with a conscience. So I'm confident with your help, we can make that goal. With your pledges of support to 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org. WPR.org. And you know why I'm confident, Cheryl, is that Wisconsin Public Radio listeners are the best listeners in the entire world, and they care about so many things, including this ethical consumerism.
They do care, and we do programs on topics like this all year long. Joy covers issues that matter to you, issues in politics and healthcare, education, the environment, how to make your life better, how to make this a better world by shopping with a conscience. That is certainly one way that you can do that. And you can pick up the book, brand new book, The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience. I don't think it's even on the shelves yet. It will be coming your way for a pledge of $100 or more a year. You can help us reach that $7,500 goal. Love to hear those phones ring, 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online at WPR.org. Make the decision to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio.
And I want to also report, in case anybody is wondering, Cheryl, that we're still adding up all the pledges in the last hour. But as far as I'm concerned, we made that $5,000 goal. And I want to thank you so much if you've called in a pledge already this morning or this pledge drive or in a past pledge drive, or if you're a continuing member through EFT or renew through the mail, thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. We wouldn't be able to provide this service, all of these programs, without your support. Now, though, we are asking you, if you have not yet made that call, if you have not yet made that step to becoming a contributor to Wisconsin Public Radio, make it right now. This would be a great hour to do so, because your pledge of $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio will entitle you to this wonderful thank you gift, The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience. All of the information that you'll want to know, need to know, in order to make the best choices possible to shop according to your values. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Because you care about where your money goes, because you want to feel good about the money that you spend or invest, pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your money goes to support a service that you value, something that provides lifelong learning to listeners around the state, around the nation, around the world. Wisconsin Public Radio is there for you on the World Wide Web. We're there for you all around the state. Wherever you are, 24 hours a day, Wisconsin Public Radio brings you news and information, entertainment, talk about serious issues that can have a real impact on your life. What is that worth to you? 1-800-383-9772. WPR.org. You can help us reach that goal. $7,500 is what we want to raise for this hour by 9 o'clock this morning. The reason that this hourly goal is so important is we make the overall goal for the drive hour by hour, call by call. Won't you be the next person to pledge at 1-800-383-9772, or you can do it online at WPR.org.
You'll want to pledge for all of the reasons that you just heard, because it helps pay the bills at Wisconsin Public Radio. You value the service that you, the programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. You'll want to pledge because you want this rough guide to shopping with a conscience, and maybe you want the member benefit card. But you'll also want to think about making that pledge because of some new research from the National Health Institute that was just brought to my attention. Cheryl, did you know that people who give money to charity, according to this new research, they have the same feelings that they have as associated with sex, drugs, and money?
Tell me what that means. That's new to me. I think the bottom line is it makes you feel good. It gives you a warm glow at the biological level. Giving actually feels good. Giving to things that you care about, like public radio, like Wisconsin Public Radio and Joy's show. You'll be doing good, and it will make you feel good. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Help support this service. Help ensure the financial health of Wisconsin Public Radio for years to come with your support. And for the pledge of $120 a year, $10 a month or more, you will get both the member benefit card entitling you to 2-for-1 entrees at more than 250 restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, as well as some other benefits, and you'll get the rough guide to shopping with a conscience, which we will talk more about during this hour. 1-800-383-9772.
And it's a great reference to have, whether you're shopping for a new car, or you're shopping for coffee, or you're looking for an airline ticket, considering where to buy, what to buy, what fish are being overfished. The guide, it covers it all. It's a great resource to have. Whatever you are in the market for, 1-800-383-9772, the number to call. A pledge of $100 or more for the year. We'll be sending you that guide for $120 a year, just $10 a month. We will also send you the member benefit card, good for 2-for-1 entrees at restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, 2-for-1 ticket admission to museums, botanical gardens, symphonies, and the like, and online shopping discounts. So you can use your member benefit card to shop online, to buy things that the book, Shopping with a Conscience, the guide, will tell you what to get. Make that call. Go to the web now. Make the pledge. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
That's right. It's the ethical choice. It's a choice that matches your values, making a contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. We'll get to our discussion now, Cheryl. We'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And that's right, we are going to talk with a guest who will help us navigate through the confusing, and sometimes contradictory world of shopping with a conscience. Find out more about sweatshops, climate change, ethical investments, organic food, and more. And we welcome your questions for our guest. And we wonder if you do shop with a conscience. Do you already look into things like where that item of clothing was made, or what kind of fish that is that you're buying? Do you shop with your values in mind? You can call us with your questions and your experiences at 1-800-642-1234. That's our call-in number. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890-263-1890. Let me welcome in our guest, Richie Unterberger, is co-author of The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us whether or not, tell us what you mean by ethical consumerism.
That's the decisions that we make that will have some positive impact on a number of fronts, on social justice, on the environment. And it's not so much political, actually, even though you can take shopping with a conscience to mean we don't want to support the companies who give money to the political candidates that we don't endorse. Because I see this as kind of a bipartisan or nonpartisan issue. Almost everybody cares deeply about the environment, climate change, the conditions under which our goods are made. And these decisions, they're not always very straightforward. Something that's interesting about the guidebook, I believe, is that unlike some other guidebooks that have been attempted, it's not trying to advocate a certain position on the left or the right or the center or what have you. It's taking into account all the complicated issues that go into all the decisions that we make about food and drink that we buy, clothing, and where we invest our money, also how we use our energy or try to buy vehicles or travel in a way that's environmentally responsible.
Yeah, and you even start off the handbook with the arguments for and against ethical consumerism. And a lot of people might think, well, nothing's truly ethical, so why even bother?
Well, we do examine that issue in the beginning, but, of course, the fact that we did the book, it's kind of implicitly stating mm-hmm. that we feel that it is very worthwhile to make these kinds of choices when we're buying anything. I mean, there's an argument that just by voting with our dollars, we're kind of buying into a system that it seems to devalue the effects of political action, say, or voting. Now, I and my co-author feel that you can do more than one thing at once on the social justice front or caring about the environment. And particularly in these kinds of times when sometimes we feel that our votes don't matter or maybe our politicians aren't listening to us, this is a very direct way of voting. Even though you have to vote in the thousands or millions to make an impact on certain issues, companies are responsible to their shareholders. They're more responsible to their shareholders in some ways than they are to the law. It's kind of a sad comment, but in many cases, it's true. If they get consumer feedback, which is affecting their bottom line, that's the biggest incentive of all to change their policies. And if they know that we as consumers are not supporting their irresponsible decisions, they have a duty actually to their shareholders to change what they're doing. It's a long and arduous road, but it really can lead to positive impact.
You have five different approaches, five of the most important approaches that a consumer might take to this shopping with a conscience. Number one being fair trade. How fair is fair trade?
Well, I think that fair trade, like any system that's pretty new, it's in the process of really being refined. It's almost like a living experiment. Now, how fair is it? It's not ideal yet, but I think it's much fairer, especially to the third world producers of a lot of the goods that we buy. Coffee is the good that so far in the United States is being labeled most often as fair trade. And what it's helping to ensure for the producers who are usually in the third world are better wages, better working conditions, and also a bigger market for goods for which there is a great deal of competition to get access to the market in the United States. Now, when you look at the figures for fair trade, some people might say, well, what's even the point? Fair trade coffee, which is the biggest, the most popular fair trade good, has something only like 2% of the United States market. Actually, the market for fair trade goods, it's like doubling and tripling, it seems like, every few months. The awareness of fair trade is really taking off. And you can get fair trade now if you patronize these institutions in Starbucks and McDonald's in certain areas as well. And if that impact spreads, I believe that we're going to see fairer conditions for fair trade producers of coffee, but also of fruit and eventually clothing. In the UK, it's even extended to soccer balls and roses produced in Kenya. It's pretty far-reaching if it really catches on in a big way.
So approach number two is bash the bad guys, boycotts. Is that something that if we want to make a statement with our dollars, is not buy from those we don't agree with?
Right, and that's a more negative approach. I mean, I think the popularity of taking a more positive, proactive approach as you take when you decide to buy fair trade or organic goods, that's maybe a little more satisfying, but in some cases, boycotting is the most effective means that we have. Boycotting banks that invested in apartheid, of course, was very popular in the 1980s, and I believe that it did have an effect. Boycotting certain petroleum companies these days, and they're mentioned in the book. I mean, some people would say you have to boycott all of them to be effective. That's not really practical in our society, but there are certain companies, some of which might underwrite public radio, but that are less environmentally responsible than others. And to give you a positive example of a petroleum company, to turn that around, that might be worth supporting. I don't know if Citgo is selling in Wisconsin, but they do sell.
You bet.
Yeah, they do sell in California. And by supporting Citgo, one option to take into consideration is that you are supporting a Venezuelan company, which for Venezuela, for all its troubles that are still being worked out, it's a democratic company. It's a democratic country, a democratically elected government. You might take the position that you're supporting a democratically elected government as opposed to some of the governments in the Middle East, upon which we're very dependent for most of our petroleum. Also, Citgo made heating oil available at a discount to families in the Northeast about a year ago, and some people thought that was Hugo Chavez making a statement against the United States administration. But for whatever reasons they had, they did do something that was charitable and altruistic that seems to be worthier of our support. Of course, it's not a straightforward decision because, for instance, where I live here in the San Francisco Bay Area, there happens to be a Citgo right around the corner from where I live. The nearest one beyond that is 20 miles away. You don't want to be driving 20 miles away because that's going to be get your gas, because that's going to be environmentally irresponsible.
We're talking with Richie Unterberger. He is co-author of The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience. And we welcome your questions for him at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along and happy to report that we have raised so far this hour during our winter membership drive more than $1,000 toward that $7,500 goal. Remember that any pledge during this hour, I should say a pledge of $120 during this hour, $10 a month or more, will not only get you the member benefit card, good for 2-for-1 restaurant entrees at a bunch of restaurants around the state of Wisconsin, but it also gets you the book that we're talking about this hour and more information on how you might shop and make choices based more on your ethics and values. The book is The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience. And we are talking about that this hour, and again, welcoming your pledge for this book and to support Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or pledge online WPR.org. WPR.org. Our guest is Richie Unterberger. He is co-author of The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience, and we have been going through some of the approaches that some consumers take when trying to shop with their conscience. We talked about choosing fair trade products. We talked about the possibility of boycotting companies or products that you disagree with, or maybe buying from those you do. And the number three approach, it says here, Richie, is selective shopping, shop by shop, brand by brand. That's got to be the hardest part. Is how do you check out the backgrounds of every single product that you buy?
I'd agree that's tough, because I think progressive organizations in the United States are kind of in their infancy as far as drawing up comprehensive guides to certain companies. It gets easier, perhaps, when you're supporting companies which are avowedly for the environment or for certain causes. But when you're trying to decide what sort of clothes to buy or what sort of bank that you might want to put your savings and checking account into, the information from mainstream institutions, as I found when researching the book, it's really kind of fragmentary and not too comprehensive. There are some online sites which are on the process of being developed which are useful, and I think the most useful one is responsibleshopping.org, which is run by Co-op America. And that's probably the organization in the United States that's doing the most to support ethical consumerism. They also have a regular magazine. And there are some organizations, you have to do some digging, but you find some useful references. There is a report card on the environmentally responsible toys that's published by Greenpeace online. And you might think that's kind of frivolous, but some toys are manufactured with chemicals that are not just dangerous but potentially to your kids, but also to the environment. There are also some reports that are kind of almost works in progress, but there is a retailer scorecard that's devised by Co-op America, so that if you do shop in Walmart and places like that, and there are arguments that you shouldn't be shopping at them altogether, but for some people they're hard to avoid, if you do shop in those big chain stores, there are scorecards available through Co-op America that will tell you, for instance, what kind of sweatshop labor that they might use, or whether they do business with companies that manufacture clothing in Burma, which is a regime that most people would think of as being oppressive towards its citizens.
And again, all of these like websites and resources that you're talking about are in your guide. The number four approach here is buy less and save the planet. So maybe shopping with the conscience is not shopping as much.
In a society such as ours, I mean, a lot of people would think that's not such a realistic option, especially, if you have a family to support. But in some cases, that is, at least until such time as some major problems are on the road to being solved, that is an option. Of course, conserving energy is a very big one that's addressed in the chapter on using green energy and household energy. And, I mean, a very obvious step, which doesn't seem that obvious when you do studies as to how many people recognize this sticker that's used. There are stickers on appliances, green energy stickers, and just by buying those appliances or replacing your old ones, especially your refrigerators, with newer models, saves a great deal of energy. It will save on your heating bill and your energy bill as well. And that's you have to buy a new appliance perhaps, but in the long run, that is going to save energy by buying less energy from your utility company. Flying is another example. I mean, at the extreme, there's the argument that's used that we shouldn't be flying as often, and we're traveling so often these days that some people might say that's not practical either. If you do feel that way, I mean, here's an example of there are shades of gray in your decision. If you have to fly or you can't abide, you know, not being able to see your relatives on a different part of the country, then you can these days buy carbon offsets through which a additional fee that you pay with your ticket will be used toward offsetting the environmental cost of your flight, either by planting trees to help soak up some of the CO2 that's being emitted, or by donating the money to some other environmental cause, which is offsetting the cost of flying, the environmental cost of flying, which is a lot greater than people realize. It's responsible for like 3 or 4% of the worst damage that's being done to the air.
Yeah. Well, that's associated, too, with the number 5 approach to shopping with a conscience, buying locally. That's important.
It is really important because not just in the sense of supporting your local business, which I think is a worthy cause, but the environmental cost of transporting goods is just exponential in many cases, even when you're buying from a local supermarket. In some cases, that head of lettuce will have traveled 1,500 miles, even if it's been grown 100 miles from you, because it has to go to a distribution center in your region and then be shipped all the way back to your market in Wisconsin or Massachusetts or Georgia or wherever you live. And here's another example where the decision isn't very straightforward. If you buy fair trade goods made in the third world, the environmental cost of flying it to your locality can, in some views, kind of offset the benefits of buying fair trade. If you're buying organic food and it's produced locally, that effect is kind of minimized, but at the same time, you might be putting third world producers at a disadvantage and making or contributing in some people's minds to worse conditions in the third world. It's not a straightforward decision, and I think the book is not dogmatic in advising people to do one or the other. It's deciding what's best for you to make some sort of positive impact through the products you buy toward a better world for us.
Yeah. How do we decide, and what does your book tell us, Richie, about the clothing that we buy, whether if we're buying some an article of clothing that was made, say, in a third world country? Are we contributing to the exploitation of the labor there or helping the people there by doing that?
There are really a couple of views about that. And one is that if you're buying material made in countries such as China, then you're contributing to the poor working conditions there. And they're really horrid in a lot of cases. There's no dispute about that. There are also feelings that if you're not buying and you're supporting goods made in North America, most likely, there is a great deal of competition for those jobs overseas, as poor as those conditions and the wages might seem in our eyes here. And there's a feeling that if you're taking business away from companies doing business in companies overseas, you're contributing to creating even worse conditions for the workers over there. So there are, you know, there's all these things you have to consider when you buy like almost anything that we wear here. And the best we can do is perhaps go to some of the reports that are, again, kind of in their infancy as to how responsible some of those corporations are overseas, but also as consumers, by simply making companies like Gap and Nike aware of the issue, I think that it helps those companies make internal policies that are more responsible towards the workers overseas. Nike and Gap have gotten a lot of bad publicity, and some people say they're not really any worse than any other companies doing business over there. They're just a lot more visible. But the fact is that they are issuing much more comprehensive corporate social responsibility reports in the 10 or 15 years or so since there's been a lot of pressure put on those companies for the conditions that our shoes and jeans are manufactured overseas. And the fact is also that although we list some places in North America that do not manufacture under sweatshop conditions, the options so far aren't that abundant, and the range of clothing that they offer is not that wide. It's actually pretty utilitarian. If you want to buy something that's maybe, you know, more aesthetically pleasing, your options aren't that wide now. I think they will develop as the consciousness of ethical consumerism grows. Right now, to be honest, they're kind of limited.
Yeah. Turning from clothing to food, is it more ethical to buy organic food than your run-of-the-mill regular food?
I think overall that it is, but again, there are arguments that there isn't real solid evidence that organic food is especially healthier for you. However, organic food, at least under the regulations by which food is classified as organic by the USDA now, they don't use pesticides. And I think there is a very convincing, or at least an argument worth paying attention to, that the environmental cost of buying non-organic food that's manufactured with pesticides in the long run is a lot more damaging than making the effort to find organic food, and also the greater expense involved in buying organic food, because organic food is undeniably a lot more expensive than non-organic. But if you take into account the environmental cost of using pesticides and intensive farming, and also the transportation cost, because in a lot of cases, organic, non-organic food that you buy has gone through a system where it's being transported thousands of miles, you're actually saving money in the long run, even for yourself, but certainly for the planet.
Yeah. We hear a lot these days about the health benefits of eating fish, but also about the pollution concerns and the overfishing concerns. Are there ethical fish to buy or not?
There are. If you look for the label MSC, the Marine Stewardship Council, that will help guide you toward food, fish that is being harvested, being farmed in a more sustainable fashion than others. And it's a very long list. I mean, the list that's printed in the book, it takes up a whole page or a little more, I believe. Fortunately, these days, we can go online. We couldn't have done this, say, in the 1980s. We can go online and get these lists, which are updated in a fashion that a print book can't keep up with. But you'd be surprised how, I mean, people think of fish maybe as more benign than intensive farming of animals or crops. But, for instance, for shrimp, according to the Environmental Justice Foundation, shrimp trawling accounts for more than a third of bycatch, which is, you know, fish that's caught kind of accidentally or unintentionally when fish is being caught. But it produces only a 50th of our seafood. That's a great imbalance. That's something that you need to take into account when you're buying shrimp, or even in a restaurant you're buying shrimp. It's not, by some evidence, the most sustainable brand of fish that we can be eating.
Yeah, I'm kind of going over just some more broad areas of the book, and it's just there's just tons of information in here, everything from what we've talked about to things like should you have use disposable diapers or cloth diapers when if you're a parent of a newborn.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that kind of blew my mind when I was researching the book. There are all these things that we think of as really commonplace. We don't think of as being especially damaging. And there's a lot of CO2 emissions that just the sheer weight of cleaning diapers leads to. But in the U.S. every year, this is what the statistic that really astounded me, there are 20, a typical baby goes through 5,000 disposables when it's using diapers. And that's enough to each year cover a football field with a 3-mile-high pile of disposable diapers. One football field, 3 miles high in 1 year, 20 billion diapers. So it really adds up, you know, all the non-recyclable resources that are used in manufacturing and disposing of those diapers. And some people might say it's kind of silly to even worry about that when there are more pressing things perhaps to worry about, like what kind of cars we buy to get the maximum use out of the oil that we're depleting. But almost everything that you buy has some decision involved. It's hard to keep track of everything, of course, but, you know, during those years when we're raising kids, that is a big big expense.
Sure, certainly there. If you care about, say, animal welfare, you would want to know what cosmetics companies perform animal testing, and that's in the book. Part of this is that it's those ethical issues that are important to you that might shape your shopping habits.
Yeah. When it comes to animal welfare, it's kind of simultaneously encouraging and discouraging. Fortunately, there are a couple labels now which are very common, especially the CCIC label, which is a white rabbit label, which can inform you as to whether a product's been tested on cosmetics or not. And fortunately, the list of companies that don't test on animals is much bigger now than it is for the companies that do test on animals. But there are still many, many companies that test on animals, including some brands which are extremely common, like Johnson & Johnson and Clairol, mm-hmm. Colgate-Palmolive, Procter & Gamble. Even if you make an effort to use a lot of products which aren't tested, there might be some products like dental floss you haven't even thought about very much that might have been, or at least are manufactured by companies that do test on animals, and maybe you don't want to support those companies at all. There's no real guide as to how far you want to go, but there's a lot of information out there now, finally, that enables you to decide just how far you do want to go.
Yeah. So what do you hope? What is your hope for the guide and I guess for the world? If will it really make a difference if more people shop using their conscience?
Well, I think like any social movement, it's something that grows very in kind of small incremental leaps. I think it will make a difference, and I can give you an example. Socially responsible investing, which is a pretty big part of the book, it's maybe not the most perfect system like any system examined in the book, but I think it really does help direct our dollars away from banks and companies which are supporting oppressive political regimes and investing in weaponry and products which are damaging to the environment. In 1971, there was only one socially responsible investment company in the United States, Pax World Fund, which is still around. And you only need a few hundred dollars to open an account. You don't need a big mutual fund there. Today, one out of every $9 under professional management in the United States is tied to socially responsible investing. That's $2 trillion, and that's about the total of the gross domestic products of Canada, Italy, and Mexico combined. So even though when Pax World Fund was founded in the early 1970s in opposition to the Vietnam War, it was like, you know, one match in a huge forest, now socially responsible investment is a pretty big deal. And it's having an impact. I mean, some people might say it's a minor impact. Even within companies which are thought of as socially responsible, Whole Foods, which is the biggest health food chain in the United States, they were pressured to carry more socially non-genetically engineered mm-hmm. foods by shareholder activism, which is part of socially responsible investment, whereby people who invest in socially responsible funds can exert some pressure to the companies that that they are investing in through the socially responsible funds.
Well, we barely scratched the surface. Lots more in your book to talk about, and I hope we can talk again sometime. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks very much for having me on.
Richie Unterberger is co-author of The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, the number you can call to help support Wisconsin Public Radio, to make a pledge to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio, and to pay for this and all of what you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio, and Cheryl Gasser, pick up a copy of Shopping with a Conscience.
For a pledge of $120 a year or more, you will get both The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience and the member benefit card entitling you to 2-for-1 entrees, 2-for-1 admission to arts and cultural events, discounts for online shopping. But this hour only, The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience, hot off the shelves, a brand new book. In this book, it says, the guide names and shames the worst offenders and recommends the best places to spend with an easy conscience. Because you care about where your money goes, you'll want to have this resource. Make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio at any level. But again, for $10 a month or more, both the member benefit card and the guide coming your way. 1-800-383-9772 or online, WPR.org.
Yeah, you just heard Richie Unterberger naming some of the good guys in the the bad guys in the interview. And as I mentioned, we barely scratched the surface. There is so much in this book, so many lists of resources, so many lists of companies that are doing good or maybe not doing so good. 1-800-383-9772. The number to call, make a pledge, help us toward this $7,500 goal that we have for this hour. Right now, $2,225 raised, which is great, but only 10 more minutes left in the hour, Cheryl, and I'd really like to, we really need to make that goal to stay on track, and I'd love to give away as many of these thank you gifts as we can. The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience, yours for a $100 pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio, but only this hour, 1-800-383-9772.
Find out which companies and products to support or to avoid. Find out if boycotts work, if it's really better to buy local, how to reduce your impact on global warming and climate change, because the decisions that you make have an impact on the world around you, from the car you drive to the food you eat to where you invest your money. And because you care about where your money goes, make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. Pick up the book, The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience, and the member benefit card for $10 a month or more. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge online and see a cover of the book. Learn a little bit more about it. WPR.org.
Yeah, lists of all sorts of things here, like the ethical fish. Do eat these fish and don't eat these fish. Talk about all sorts of things with the food we eat. And there's a list here, too, of companies that supported George W. Bush's presidential campaign that have become the target of a boycott. That's there if that's what you want to look at. 1-800-383-9772. I hope you will, in good conscience, support Wisconsin Public Radio. It's a service that you value, that you get something from, that you're listening to right now. This is listener-supported radio that needs your support. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Making a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio is an ethical decision, as our guest put it. It will have a positive effect on what you hear on the radio. It will help to continue to provide quality, in-depth discussion on issues of importance to you. What is it worth to you? If it's worth $10 a month, you will get The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience, hot off the shelves, as well as the member benefit card. Any amount is welcome. Be as generous as you can. Put a price on what Wisconsin Public Radio is worth to you. Go to your computer and pledge, WPR.org, or go to the phone. Volunteers waiting to talk with you at 1-800-383-9772.
Other lists in this book, information in this book is, you know, how to reduce that global climate footprint of yours, your carbon imprint. All sorts of information in here on how to reduce your household energy use, how to buy the best energy efficient appliances, insulating your home, choosing energy efficient light bulbs, all of that. Just one chapter in The Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience. Much more information in this book to help you make the best choices, to help you shop using your conscience, your ethics, your values. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just 8 minutes left this hour, Cheryl, and we are about $4,500 away from that goal of $7,500. But that means that there's room for you and time for you at 1-800-383-9772.
You want to feel good about where your money goes, and Wisconsin Public Radio uses it well. Your pledge goes to pay for things like the telephone lines that we use to get our guests on the air so they can discuss their ideas, and for the 800 number that callers use to join in the discussion. 1-800-383-9772. That's the number to call to make your pledge in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. You can pledge online at WPR.org. For $10 a month or more, get the member benefit card and the Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience, a brand new book. The member benefit card alone will, if you use it once a month or so, you eat out, one entree you pay for, the other entree you get free. That will pay for your pledge over the course of a year, and you'll also get this great new guide to shopping with a conscience. 1-800-383-9772.
You can pledge whatever you want to Wisconsin Public Radio. Any amount is a pledge. Any amount makes you a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association. Doesn't have to be $100 or $120. Every single pledge helps pay for this service. If you'd like both the guide to shopping with a conscience, this brand new resource guide, and the member benefit card, we ask for a $10 a month or more contribution. $120 a year or more gets you both. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Pledge now and help us meet this goal. $7,500 is what we need to raise by 9 o'clock this morning. We still have $4,300 to raise to meet that goal. Pledge online, put it on your credit card, and your pledge goes to work for you right away. WPR.org is the website, or if you prefer to make a phone call, that's 1-800-383-9772. Help keep Wisconsin Public Radio healthy, financially healthy, with your pledge of support.
Let me thank Dean and Teresa in Menasha for calling in a pledge this hour. Thank you, Dean and Marie. Dean and Teresa, who say thanks for existing and bringing such great information daily. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for your pledge. Jacqueline in LaCrosse simply says, you're fantastic. Well, so are you, Jacqueline. Thank you. And Michael in Madison loves all of the Ideas Network shows, especially this one. Thank you very much, Michael. He says he listens every day on his way to work and often end up sitting in the car before going into the office because he doesn't want to miss anything. Thank you very much, Michael. You may not be listening right now, but if you were, you would find out if that car you're driving to work is on the green list or the black list, according to the Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience, a resource guide as to what are the best choices to make in terms of your car, in terms of energy use, and that sort of thing. One of the chapters, again, in this book that is yours for a pledge of $100 a year to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772.
And this guide really does cover it all, from coffee to cars, fish to furniture, pensions to plane tickets. It's all in there. There's a chapter on just about everything, what fish to eat, what fair trade really means, whether boycotts really work. A great reference for you if you care about where your money goes and want to learn about the companies and the products that you may want to support or avoid. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. We have less than $3,000 to go to reach that goal of $7,500. We can do it with your pledge of support.
Yeah, we need you to help us out and use your conscience when you make this pledge. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And I say help us out, Cheryl, but what I really mean is listener support is the most important part of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget. This would not be the service it is without listeners like you. And you can help yourself out by making that pledge because you'll keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong with your contributions. 1-800-383-9772. Plus, you'll get this great guide, this Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience, a brand new, jam-packed, full of information book on how to make the best shopping choices compared to your values for a pledge of only $100 a year to Wisconsin Public Radio. $120 a year will get you both the book and the member benefit card.
1-800-383-9772. Pledge online as well, WPR.org. Either way, it only takes 3 or 4 minutes. You give us some information, who you are, your address, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you'd like to pay for it. The volunteer on the phone can walk you through the process. The pledge line, pledge form rather, online is quick and easy to understand. 1-800-383-9772. And if you want this brand new guide, Shopping with a Conscience from Rough Guide, it'll only be coming to you in the next few minutes. So make that call, make that pledge online now. We have raised $5,000 so far this hour toward that goal of $7,500. Your call will make a difference. Help us to reach that goal. Make your pledge now.
Just two more minutes to go. You can keep on calling through the news, but just fill up those lines right now with your call at 1-800-383-9772. If you want to avoid the telephone, WPR.org. Pledge $120 to Wisconsin Public Radio. Any amount is appreciated, but for the $10 a month pledge or more, you will get the Rough Guide to Shopping with a Conscience, which is full of all sorts of information on how to make the best choices at the supermarket or any place you shop. And you'll also get the member benefit card, good for two-for-one entrees at all these restaurants and a number of cultural attractions as well. 1-800-383-9772, WPR.org. Make the pledge now and help support Wisconsin Public Radio.
If you're already a member, thank you so much for your support. And if you are already a member, you may still want to pick up this Shopping with a Conscience guide for a pledge of $100 or more a year. 1-800-383-9772, whether you're new or existing as a member, we want to hear from you during this hour. 800-383-9772.
Thanks to Mary in Madison and Ann in Madison, who say they love the Ideas Network. They're hooked. Well, we're hooked on you too. 1-800-383-9772. Call in your pledge right now.